every day. Makes me wanna holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. What do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I've got strategies, I got strategies for living. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
Oh, we need them, yeah. You know we need them. We need those strategies. Those strategies for living.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready? You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
I think I'm well ready today.
Yeah, you are, huh?
I think.
Hey, yeah, folks.
You never know.
Yeah, no, that's true. Hey, folks, welcome. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living Radio. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, PLPC Lauren Leon McMillan. You know what I want to talk about today?
Oh, boy, what do you want to talk about today?
I want to talk about triggers.
Oh, okay.
Not the horse.
Not the horse.
Not the horse.
And not the feature on any particular weapon, right?
No, not okay. That trigger. But but it's similar.
It is similar.
That, yeah, because once the trigger gets pulled, sometimes we have some pretty intense feelings and thoughts.
Can be explosive, huh?
And it can be. And as a matter of fact, I think in our world today, I think we're seeing lots of people dealing with lots of triggers.
And reacting out of a place of being triggered.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when we're triggered, and the fact of the matter is, if we're living, we're going to be triggered because, you know, triggers create inside of us feelings and thoughts. And they also...
Well, if you think about it, it's a very efficient way for us to live and to adapt in the world is to create these sort of patterns and seek them out and recognize them. And they're often protective mechanisms.
They are. Yeah. They are. And but how much do we really talk about triggers? How much do we really know about triggers? And if we don't, really understand the mechanism of triggering, can we really be high emotionally quotient EQ people?
Not without understanding triggers.
No. And so we're gonna talk about triggers today.
All right.
Here on Strategies.
I'll try not to be triggered.
Okay, try not to be. Hey folks, welcome in, and we appreciate you being here with us. And we appreciate our sponsors who make it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing.
Oof, oof.
And Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator, Italian Sausage, and some pretty good Muffies, too. Back in a moment, we're dealing with triggers today on Strategies for Living. Come back with us. Welcome into Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. We are dealing with triggers today, psychological triggers. Yeah, what?
You know, well, I just thought, would you say, I think you would say, our society is quite the trigger happy society.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so, too.
And I think we're, in fact, our entire world is quite the trigger happy world, if you will.
Yeah.
I mean, so when we talk about psychological triggers,
let's define that for people before we get too deep in, right?
Okay.
So a trigger traditionally, psychologically, in the way we're talking about them, right? I guess I would define them as a strong emotional reaction.
Response.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Often without warning or without, you know, it seems out of proportion to what's happened.
It triggers, I mean, you know, are what are going to set into motion the feeling, thought process inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can talk about, Lauren, we can talk about a couple of different types of triggers.
Okay.
Internal triggers and external triggers.
Mm.
So many times the external triggers are the ones that, you know, we are in social situations. Somebody does something and we get, you know, off fires the feelings and the thoughts.
Right. So, for instance, like you're with someone and they might raise their voice.
Right. Their tone may change.
Right. And you perhaps it reminds you of a time when you might have grown up with a parent who frequently yelled or used that tone.
Sure.
And so suddenly your body and you are thrown back into that body of a child with that parent, even though it's just your friend who's talking to you and may not even have recognize that they have raised their voice or changed their tone, right?
Right.
So the external trigger is the tone of voice or the volume in that case, right?
Could be a lot of different things. So it could be
we
could be sitting and watching a TV show or watching something on video on, you know, Facebook or TikTok or whatever.
They're everywhere.
Be watching a movie financial issues come up. I mean, the bank statement comes in and, you know, that could be a trade. You can use your imagination here. Even the holidays.
Sure.
I mean,
they can be huge
external triggers. I mean, we've got a major holiday just ahead of us.
The time of the year, period. If, you know, you have an anniversary coming up, you know, whether that's a birthday or a death anniversary, something that's coming up, your body remembers.
Absolutely.
And that can be a trigger, an external trigger.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Then there are internal triggers, those thoughts, those memories, maybe flashbacks, even.
Right.
Maybe dreams.
Yeah. Or even a feeling in the body, you know.
Sure. A feeling in the body or a belief that, you know, that you have, a strong belief.
Yeah.
Maybe some type of somatic bodily response, right?
Right.
All of those things can be triggers. So triggers can be internal. They can be external. They can be outside of us. They can come from the inside of us.
While I like this definition, I think we can work with this and talk about it in this way. I might argue that all triggers are actually internal.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
But we're talking about, you know, we're talking about what sets that off.
Okay.
And so what sets that off is this thing called triggers.
Right.
A lot of times we think of triggers as outside of us. Somebody pulls out in front of us. We're just going down the highway.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, somebody pulls out in front of us.
Mm-hmm. Well, they made me mad, right?
Exactly. And I mean, there's a great example of, you know, we give our power away so easily without thinking about it. They made me mad. That's an impossible thing.
Right.
They can't make you mad.
Especially since they're in a completely different vehicle.
They could not make you mad even if they were in the same vehicle right. you were in. The only way that they could make you mad is if they were inside your body, which is where the action is. Mm-hmm. That's where the feeling, the physical sensation takes place that joins with a thought, mm-hmm. a feeling and a thought. Together, make an emotion, all of that goes on the inside of us. Oftentimes, the reason triggers have so much power is because we get into an internal cycle.
Yes.
Between our feelings, thoughts, and emotions. And of course, our ego gets involved,
well,
too.
Well, and that's the story. Yeah. That's part of the story that we're telling ourselves about what's going on.
Right.
And for most people, I think this is quite an unconscious and invisible process.
That's the whole point. That's the whole point of us talking about it. Yeah.
Until we make it conscious.
Right.
Yeah.
And so again, we cannot really begin to deal with something that we don't ever talk about or that we're not aware of, or, you know, and so again, the vast majority of us, using your example of somebody pulls out in front of me, I'm going down the road, I'm minding my own business, somebody pulls right in front of me and I have to step on my brakes, and I say, they sure peeved me off, right?
Right.
And we don't even realize that, you know, we feel justified in that, you know, they should not have done that. There's
a belief.
There's a belief. There's a message that comes from inside of me.
And from that belief, of course, comes anger and frustration, because if something happens that we believe so strongly should not have happened, well, that's counter to the belief and will, of course, cause some friction and some frustration within us.
Right. So, you know, I kind of got into this a little bit.
Yes.
I wrote a song.
Okay.
every once in a while, I just have to write a song.
Yeah.
And so I titled this little song, Triggers Everywhere.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Just give a listen.
Triggers, I got triggers. I can't seem to get away. I get triggered inside, I get triggered outside. I get triggered just about every day. I get triggered at home, I get triggered at work, but I just keep moving along. My life would be so peaceful without triggers. That's why I had to write this song. I get triggered at the bank, I get triggered in the car, I get triggered at the Walmart too. I get triggered over here, I get triggered over there, I just don't know what to do. Won't somebody come help me, 'cause the triggers are piling on up. I just gotta deal with my triggers. Maybe I just gotta shut.
Proud of that one, aren't you?
Oh, well, yeah. It took me about, I don't know.
A couple minutes.
3.5 minutes.
Yeah.
To write.
But it's a cute little ditty.
Well, you know, there's...
But I don't know about that shut up part at the end.
Well, that was kind of tongue-in-cheek because, you know, the thing is...
You do have to get quiet and come from a space of larger awareness in order to begin to recognize your triggers. Is that where you were going?
Kind of. I mean, I think, again, you know, if either extreme, if I did just shut up and shove it down without ever dealing with what's going on and my thoughts and my feelings,
right,
that can be problematic.
Huge.
Right?
Major, yeah.
Because if I shove it down, if I shove thoughts, feelings, emotions down without adequately dealing with them, they will come out. Many times they may come out later.
In really odd,
physically
ugly,
yes.
Ways.
Yeah.
And if you get enough, I mean, I truly believe that's part of where depression often comes from.
Because I think you're right.
Literally depressed so many feelings and thoughts and emotions over time.
Then on the other end of the spectrum is, again, a lot of what I was thinking about when I wrote the little song, mm-hmm. which is, you know, we get triggered and then we just let it loose. We just let her rip.
We react.
We react. We're not creative at all. Mm-hmm. We're reactive. Mm-hmm. And so what's the, you know, and if you look at creative and you look at reactive, notice that they're the same word with the C in a different place.
Yes.
And that's interesting. Mm-hmm. If you really look at it, if you take creative and if I write it up here on the radio and you see the word creative and take the C and move it three letters to the right, mm-hmm. it becomes reactive. Yeah. Now, isn't that interesting?
I love that. And I also love the innate, maybe non-coincidental symbology that you move it three.
Mm.
You know, like it's another Holy Trinity there.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, this is another, you know, the C here for me, that C, we have to see it. We have to see it. And the C also is about choice.
Yes.
When we get triggered, what the question is, not that we're going to do something with those feelings and thoughts, but what choice are we going to make? Are we going to shove them down? Are we going to let them loose? Or are we going to deal with them in a psychologically healthy and creative way?
Are we going to use them to help us grow?
Because there you go.
That's what they're here to do.
That's it. We're talking about triggers today here on Strategies for Living. We're going to unpack them more as we go on. Stay with us. More to come. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd. Join the fun. Become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies. You get concession upgrades. You get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center.org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
This is your daily dose of radio rehab. We call it Strategies for Living. We're glad you're with us. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. And we're talking about triggers today here on Strategies for Living. And a trigger is anything that it can be internal, it can be external, can be the internal ones, thoughts, memories, flashbacks, dreams, feelings, beliefs. All of those are internal triggers. Mm-hmm. And we could go on and on and on. You get the idea. External triggers, I don't think we'd ever run out of those. Any kind of social situation, anything that, you know, is going to cause any intense feeling.
Yeah.
From anger to jealousy to hate.
Sadness,
anything you can think about.
Yeah.
So, you know, here's the deal. Whether you're a mental health professional, whether you're a teacher, an educator, maybe you're just on a journey of self-awareness, recognizing what triggers us.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, we got to know what triggers are. But then to know what triggers us, it is literally the first step in managing our emotional responses. It's not a matter of will we or won't we have emotional responses.
We all do. That's part of life.
Right. So the choice is the C that I was talking about in that, you know, creative versus reactive. The C is for the choice that we're going to make. What choice am I going to make when I'm inevitably, we're going to be, as my little ditty said, as my little song said, I'm going to be triggered every day.
Everywhere, all the time.
All the time. Yeah. I'm going to be triggered at the bank, the Walmart, you know, you name it, at home, at work. I mean, I'm going to get triggered.
And I think it's less about, you know, what triggers you, but how, right, like you're saying, how you respond to the trigger, and even perhaps what's your perspective of triggers themselves.
Okay, but you're really on to something here, because so one of the things that we talk about a lot is we are energy. We're energy beings, right?
Yes, absolutely.
We are beings of 100% made of energy, encased in a body, right?
Well, We're a body in within energy.
Okay.
But
All right. So we've got this energy self, and once the energy gets going, you know, if we truly don't understand what we're talking about today, we can get lost in the entire process. Now, what do I mean by that? Triggers, again, you can kind of get from what we're talking about so far today. It's about managing energy. We're energy beings. And so what we are really in the business of doing is managing our energy. What we call high EQ people with a high emotional quotient are people who manage that energy in a healthy way.
Yeah, and use it well in a creative way.
And in a creative
healthy
way.
And creative way. Because often what happens with triggers is triggers are going to throw you back into the past.
Right.
And so if you continue...
Well, they can throw you back into the past. They can throw you into the future. They can throw you into a funk.
Right, but what I think we can agree on is it takes you out of the present.
That's
a
exactly
trigger
right.
takes you out of the present.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're invitations out of the present, and too many times we accept those invitations.
Right.
Yeah. But here's the deal with the energy. I mean, and here's where we really stumble, I think, when it comes to triggers. When we get triggered, and again, we all have triggers, multiple ones, every hour of every day that we deal with. When we get triggered, if we put our energy, we're energy beings, if we put the majority of our energy on the thing, whether it's external or internal, the thing that sets that is the identified trigger.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
If we put our energy there, let's say we put 75% of our energy on the thing, whether it's external or internal, that triggers us, then do the math. We only have 25% of our energy to deal with. Where the problem really can be dealt with, where the situation can really be managed in a healthy way, which is on the inside of us, dealing with what am I feeling and moving through the feelings, not suppressing them, not pretending that they're not there, but just allowing them to come up and I acknowledge them,
and I let them
flow, right?
Well, and you non-identification, right?
And then I've got to deal with those feelings. Generally, are going to be matched up with some cognition, some thinking, right?
Right.
And I've got to figure out, okay, what am I thinking?
And how can I recognize them?
Right. And the feeling and the thinking together are what make emotions. Mm-hmm. Energy in motion is the way I think about that.
Yep.
And what most of us call feelings really aren't feelings. Anger's not a feeling.
No, it's an emotion.
It's an emotion. And why do I say that? Well, the feeling of anger is whatever happens inside of your body.
It's a tightness. It's a heat.
It could be a heat. Could be a tightness. It could be different in everybody.
Right.
Could be slightly different. But it's the physical sensation that goes on inside of your body. That's mm-hmm. the feeling.
Yeah.
And that feeling is coupled with a thought.
Right.
The thought may have been, again, let's go back to the example of somebody pulling in front of me. I'm going down the road, just minding my own business, mm-hmm. having a nice drive. And then somebody pulls out in front of me and I have to slam on my brakes. And all the groceries that are in my back seat are now on the floorboard of the back seat. You know, it's just a mess, right? And I'm screaming and yelling, because I'm choosing to react. You know, and people say, well, how wouldn't you, you know? Mm. Well, the fact of the matter is, if we really understand, you know, what's going on and what this is about, do you want to give your power away? The real question is, do you really want to give your power away to the idiot that's driving the car that pulled out in front of you? Is that really a healthy choice? Is that a healthy decision to make?
That's really wise.
Yeah.
Yes.
And often that's just an example, but we do that over and over mm-hmm. and over. We get triggered. And I mean, in today's world, all we've got to do is sit down,
watch the
in
news.
Our easy chair, watch the news, or I'm thinking about, you know, hey, I'm going to get away from it all. I'm just going to sit down in my easy chair and I'm going to scroll Facebook.
Oh, well, it's all over there too. Trust me.
And then, you know, and then I come to, you know, this person that I know casually, and maybe I even call them a friend. And I see what they've posted, their latest rant, their latest post.
Right.
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 And I go, what?
There's a trigger.
And there's the trigger.
Right.
And, you know, again, the question is, am I going to give my power away to somebody that would post mm-hmm. that stuff?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And so, you know, that's the question. That's the great question to consider and ask ourselves. Yeah. The other thing that I think is important for us to look at here is when, you know, if we're using 75% of our energy focused on the trigger itself, maybe the person that posted or the person that posted the thing on Facebook or the person that pulled out in front of us in traffic. If we give 75% of that energy to that, then we only have 25% of the energy to deal with where the action really is,
right?
Which is inside of us.
Yeah, and to be able to actually use the trigger in the way that it can be, which is to help us to grow into fuller, healthier beings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, the by repeating the cycle over and over and over of just continuing reactivity, mm-hmm. then I'm just going to be like...
And you're just stuck in the hamster wheel.
Right,
going
I'm
over
just
and over
the hamster
and
in
likely,
the, on the wheel.
And likely a lot of those reactions are actually things from childhood. So you're really just reenacting a five-year-old's response over and over again. And not even aware of it.
Yeah. A lot of our internal triggers, as opposed to external triggers, we notice those external triggers. I mean, they're right in front of us, mm-hmm. as we've been talking about.
Right.
But the internal triggers, I think a lot of those, Lauren, go unnoticed mm. until we give ourselves the time and the space to pause and reflect. A sudden surge of anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I feel the anxiety. I know it's there.
Right.
But until I'm willing to sit with it, until I'm willing to get still and perhaps, you know, ask myself the important questions.
Right. Like what's
going on here?
What's going on? What am I reminded of? When did I first feel this sensation?
Right. Because it may not be something that's happening, in the present moment. No, might be a past experience.
In the case of triggers, it almost always is.
Yeah.
If it's a memory,
might even be a dream you had last night that you don't remember.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's why a feeling is an invitation, a feeling and an emotion, especially strong emotions, are invitations
to growth,
to sit and say, okay, what is it that I need to learn from this? Mm-hmm. You know, how can I take this? And
what part of me is asking to be integrated?
Into
more of who I am.
There you go. We're talking triggers today here on Strategies for Living, and we've got more to discuss. So don't go away. Stay right where you are. We'll be right back.
To your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail, alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Sausage, bold and true. Padres, bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather, alligator Italian sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather, alligator Italian sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport.
Dealing with stress? Pain? Feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us.
Facing the same old problems day to day, makes you wanna holler, get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies, strategies for leaving radio.
I got a trigger over here. I got a trigger over there. I got these triggers everywhere. Welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies
All
for
them
Living.
In.
Oh, yeah.
Rain them in, man.
Welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. And so the question is, all right, I got all these triggers.
Yeah. What do we do?
What do we do with them?
We are
strategies for living, after all. And if strategies are as important as we are saying they are, and I definitely think they are, then, you know, we've got to have strategies to deal with them. We've got to have strategies. First of all, we got to understand the concept.
Right.
Triggers, by their very nature, whether they are internal triggers or external triggers, in the sense they are not happening to
they're not happening to us at all.
No.
In fact, they're wonderful invitations to growth and to wholeness,
right,
and to peace
if we accept them.
But we
have to understand that there's this process going on,
yeah,
of triggers, feelings, thoughts, emotions.
I think a big thing that we also need to really work on, there's two big things I'm thinking of, is the idea of, I think we get really afraid of big emotions, which is what happens when we're triggered.
Sure.
It's a big emotion.
Yeah.
And if a lot of us, we weren't taught how to deal with our own big emotions. And in fact, our caregivers or people around us were also scared of our own big emotions.
Sure.
And so we internalize that fear,
right,
which is why a lot of us shove them down,
right,
you know, out of, I don't even know what to do. And so that's part of, hopefully, the strategy is to, there's nothing to be afraid of. It's just an emotion.
It's just an emotion.
And
it will pass. This too shall pass.
Absolutely. And in fact, most triggers, if we allow them, you know, studies have shown, if you allow them and you actually allow yourself to feel the feeling, it'll pass in 90 seconds.
There you go.
If you allow it.
But most of us don't do that.
Right.
So what happens is we end up living with the feeling, mm-hmm, way more, even days, weeks, months,
years.
Decades. As opposed to 90 seconds, which,
right,
do you want? You know?
Yep.
But it's the resistance, mm-hmm, that creates the suffering.
Yep.
You know? It's our... Again, you could say, if you wanted to, that certain feelings engender pain, are quote unquote painful.
Okay.
But we don't have to suffer. Yes,
well,
pain. Yes, but
yeah,
you don't have to suffer.
Right. The suffering
comes in from the resistance.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I both know people, mm-hmm, who have, instead of dealing with feelings, instead, they've tried to dance around, shove them down, do whatever.
Anything
and,
but fear.
And in many cases, end up suffering for years and years and years,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Yeah. Well, and all because we are fearful of feeling uncomfortable.
Right.
And yet we don't realize how much more uncomfortable we make ourselves by avoiding the initial discomfort.
So what are some of the strategies? One of the things, and we talk quite a bit, mm-hmm, about mindfulness.
Yes.
Here on strategies, we can practice mindfulness,
mm-hmm,
to increase self-awareness. Now, mindfulness, meditation could be a form of mindfulness, but
sure,
it's, I'm not necessarily.
It doesn't have to be. I mean,
you
it's
know,
just
I'm talking about meditation.
It's coming to a place and a perspective, you know, where you can name it to tame it, so
yeah,
to speak.
I'm tuning,
right,
in. It's a decision to
so
tune in.
The way I think of it, I like to think of it, is these concentric circles. Like in the very center is a circle labeled experience, you know, and that's your sensation. That's the feeling part.
Right.
And then around that experience is the story we tell about it.
Right.
And that's your thought piece.
Yeah.
And beyond that is the awareness piece.
Yeah.
And so we can have this experience of feeling sad. And then from the awareness perspective, we can be aware that we're feeling sad.
Right.
And then, but we can also look from the awareness piece perspective and see through the story that we're putting on sad, that perhaps it's weak to be sad, or I shouldn't be sad.
Right.
And those are all stories that just perpetuate that feeling and that experience.
Another strategy that we can develop are grounding techniques. And this is especially important for dealing with sudden triggers. Okay,
yes,
so
yes,
the example of the sudden trigger, I'm just driving along in, you know, as we've talked about earlier, just, mm-hmm, enjoying my ride, and all of a sudden,
right,
this somebody pulls out in front of me and I have to slam on my brakes to avoid an accident.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of grounding techniques can you train yourself to do,
mm-hmm,
just for those situations? I'm going to suggest one as using what's always with us if we're alive, and that's our breath.
Yes, coming
deep
back.
Deep breathing.
Coming back to your breath.
Yep.
You can also use any of your senses. There's, you know, the hand technique, where you name five things that you can see, four things that you can touch, three that you can hear, two that you can smell, and one that you can taste.
That's good. There you go. They bring you back to ground.
Go through, you know, go through and bring it back. Because, and this is so important, because we know neurologically when we're in that state of being triggered, our fight, flight, or freeze response, we don't have access to that, to the prefrontal cortex,
right,
where we can make these logical decisions about, well, what's going on, and ask these questions. We don't have access to that until we self-soothe and we're able to ground.
Absolutely.
And come back down.
So that's why it's important to, you know, give ourselves and train ourselves with these grounding techniques, mm-hmm. you know, so that when something does happen, we've got it. Another thing we can do is keep a trigger journal.
Mm-hmm.
And
sure.
write down the things today, every day, write down the things that triggered you today, and track patterns and your responses to the
yes.
triggers.
And this is not, we got to be careful here, because you don't want to keep track of your triggers to avoid them.
No.
Okay.
You want to keep track of your triggers to deal with what's going on inside of you.
Right.
That's where the action is.
And so, like, if I find the pattern that, wow, I'm consistently triggered by loud noises, I might not necessarily mean, well, I'm just going to avoid loud noises altogether. It's to deeper question, well, what does loud noises, what am I telling myself about the loud noises, and where did that come from?
Where'd that come from? Where did that originate? Last but not least, I think we would be remiss if we didn't say one of the things you could do is seek support.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the professional support in the terms of counseling or therapy, life coaching, mm-hmm. Good self-help
yes.
books. I mean, there's a lot of ways, even you know, social support networks.
Yes.
But seek support from outside, from trusted social circles, or professional help. All of those things are very, very healthy ways to deal with something that is ongoing and that we're not going to avoid, and that would be triggers. We'll be back here on Strategies.
You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it, too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it, too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283 and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
And welcome back in. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan and David McMillan. Dealing with our triggers today. Can we see it? Can we see it? Are we creative or are we reactive? That's right. The same word with the C in a different place. And another thing we can think of when we see that C is choice. Mm-hmm. What choice are we going to make? Are we going to continue to be on the hamster wheel of, you know, kind of stuck, our triggers? Triggers over here, triggers over there, triggers everywhere.
Letting them take you for a ride.
Yeah. And they will. And they continue to do that until we stop and understand this is what they are.
Right.
And here's their invitation. What's your takeaway today?
Mainly that we can't avoid triggers. They're going to be everywhere, right? And so, you know, if we can change our perspective from seeing triggers as a weakness to an invitation to growth, pointing us towards healing. And so when we're triggered, you know, if we can stop, take a deep breath, ground ourselves.
Right.
And ask, where is this coming from?
Yeah.
You know, and even then be thankful for the trigger.
Even use the WAIT. What am I thinking?
Yes. Yeah.
What's going on?
Let that
sit with that.
Right.
And let it be an invitation, an invitation to go within and to do the important work that we can, that can help us to be healthier.
To create ourselves, to truly create ourselves in the life we want to live.
Absolutely. Lauren, thank you.
Thank you.
Folks, thank you. We appreciate you being here with us on Strategies. We do this for you each and every day, and we can do it because of our wonderful sponsors, the Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty good Muffies, too. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call to make, who would you call? And what would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.